Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Time now to enter the world of words, sentences and paragraphs with our esteemed book critic, Cara Martin. Cara, hello.
Greetings, Sheridan.
I'll tell you what, you're getting around. I just finished a few edits on the next Open House book, but shh, don't tell anybody, okay? It's coming out in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were even mentioned in it. So anyway. We'll see.
Yep, I might review that one.
You might. You might give it a good review as well, by the way. Well, it's non-fiction's turn this fortnight. So we've picked this book that may actually sound a little dry by the name of the title and everything. It might come across a bit kind of textbooky, and yet it could actually be a very, very important book. It's called Islam, Human Rights and Public Policy. And it's a collection of 19 essays pulled together by the well-known Australian missionary and church leader David Clayton. And you've taken a read through it. Now, whenever we talk about Islam in the media, or whenever politicians talk about Islam, I mean, because there has been some misreporting in the past, you know, almost maligning of Muslims in the past, I think naturally there's a certain reticence and there's a certain, oh, you know, we want to make sure our words are right, and appropriately so. Having said that, we can become so politically correct, can't we, that then one particular group, in this case maybe, you know, the Islamic faith, doesn't have the same kind of questions asked of it that every group needs to have asked of it. So no matter what group we're in, no matter what faith, no matter what bent we have, we all need to be, I guess, exploring and having questions asked of us as to how we're fitting into society and how we fit into democracy. And that seems to be where this book is coming from.
Absolutely. And that's one of the really critical points of the book, is that what often happens is that if you talk about Islam in some way, that often it comes across as being racist. So there's almost a link between religion and race. And that makes people quite scared. And also there's been a legitimate fear of Islamophobia, I guess, with the terrorist attacks and so on, and a bit of a
painting everybody with the same brush.
Exactly. But the book warns that perhaps we've gone too far the other way. And that's what it's done. It has an opening essay that talks about the picture the Australian government gives of the Islamic community, and it's very much a positive one of the Islamic community is just part of the Australian community, and it deals with some what it calls myths that might be out there. And then in the opening essay by Peter Day, it then says, well, actually, is this really the right picture? And it ends up saying that this public policy document, which is really promotional literature from the government, actually doesn't present a very clear picture of Muslim teaching. But perhaps we're all very anxious about trying to say, look, this isn't a very clear picture, because we don't want to appear to be racist in some way.
Okay. Yeah. And actually, Peter Day's article is actually quoting from Islamic scholars, isn't it?
That's right.
Australian Islamic scholars.
Yes. Yeah. And the book goes on to look at, really, even though it's by mostly Australian writers, it really looks at global issues of the integration of Muslim communities into non-majority Muslim countries and the issues that have been thrown up.
Okay. So what kind of issues? What are they raising?
Quite a few issues. One of the major things is about Sharia law. There's a lot of people that say Sharia law can live happily under the laws of a democratic country. However, one essay in the book points out that in 2001, the European Court of Human Rights concluded that, to quote, Sharia is incompatible with fundamental principles of democracy. And that's basically because of some of the human rights issues that come out of it. And those human rights issues are things that we're familiar with in part. For example, some of the issues about Islamic women and some of the lack of human rights that they have under Sharia law. But also things like once you're a Muslim, it's very hard to get out of the religion. And in fact, there's a quote from a well-known Islamic professor in Australia who concludes that the majority of Muslim scholars do believe that anyone who tries to leave the religion of Muslim should be killed. So that's a fairly obvious human rights violation, that you can't choose your religion or choose to leave your religion. So there's some of the issues that are brought up. There's also discussion of jihad, which the holy war, which is well known, and fatwa, sentences against critics of Islam and so on. There's some other material that I wasn't so familiar with, which was interesting to read. For example, I hadn't realised that under Sharia law there are big restrictions about how Muslims spend their money, and a lot of this comes from material that we would also find in the Old Testament about you shouldn't charge interest, and also issues about ethical investment, which sound very reasonable, but often what happens, therefore, is that that Muslims tend to invest in Muslim corporations, and they have a separate sort of finance system that can also cause issues ultimately within countries. And there's also this use of migration, hijra, as it's referred to, as a bit of a strategy to move into other countries as well. So there's quite a few issues that it's...
Migration as a missionary strategy kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
So it raises big questions about whether Islam, in particular Sharia law, can actually work with democracy and work in a democratic country like Australia.
That's right.
Okay, so those are big questions, aren't they?
They are big questions. And what they've tried to do is they've approached them from the basis of essays. So they're interesting reading. Some of them are quite academic essays. Some of them are much more accessible to get into. But I guess the material tries to be as fair as possible.
Okay. The book is Islam, Human Rights and Public Policy, and it's edited by David Clayton. I want to get to some of the recommendations that they move to in the book in just a minute. But first of all, what is the tone of the book? Is it reactionary or is it, you know, do you read this book and say, this is a balanced book and I need to be listening to this or what?
Yeah, I was quite challenged by that because I think I also am quite nervous about that there is some inflammatory material out there about Muslims and the Islamization of Australia and so on. And so I was picking up this book thinking, oh, I hope it doesn't take that sort of tone. I think there's enough solid material here so as to say, well, you know, here are people who've tried to be very careful, who've read thoroughly, they've investigated thoroughly, and they've tried to look at what are the very real issues here. I guess probably the criticism of it would be that there aren't many Muslim voices in the book, and perhaps that's what's actually required. So it is presenting, I guess, a certain view, and it doesn't have a counter to that.
Okay, and maybe there'll be a book that will come out as a counter to it. Is it the kind of book that could actually have a counter voice in it, though? I mean, would some of the issues raised here actually? Well, no, it would be fair, though, that you might actually have some voices out there who might want to say, well, okay, you've written this in this particular chapter, but, you know, here's the response.
Yes, I think that's true. And certainly the authors themselves, well, Clayton says at the end of the book that we have to understand that Islam is actually ethically, culturally, linguistically and religiously heterogeneous. There's many sorts of examples. There's a whole spectrum out there. So to just talk about Islam and think of it as a single entity is not a good thing to do. In fact, it's a very broad spectrum of beliefs and ideas and so on. And that's an important thing to bear in mind. So, for example, I mean, we've certainly heard many Australian Muslims say, we are conservative, we're not taking the more violent, the more jihad line.
Jihad as a war against sin, jihad as a war against unholiness in our own lives, rather than a war against you.
Infidels.
Yes, yeah.
There are certainly voices out there who would say that's the Australian Muslim community, the majority of the Australian Muslim community. And I think what is really required is more information and more understanding
And more dialogue.
And more dialogue. So,
and raising the tough questions, though, and actually having you know, good answers to tough questions.
And I think that's the thing that they say. We shouldn't be afraid of critiquing religious views and having a really rigorous debate about it.
Absolutely.
And we've done that with many religions through the years. We should do
so with Islam. This is Open House across the nation. Kara Martin, our book critic, is with us. So Islam, human rights and public policy, they then end up towards the end of the book, then talking about some recommendations from this point on. Let's touch on a few of those recommendations.
Certainly. And once again, this is really aimed at public policymakers. So it's aimed at politicians, it's aimed at the different levels of government, federal, state and local, and it's aimed at the people who are writing policy and trying to think in these areas. But they certainly start off by saying we need to make sure that we don't take our Australian heritage for granted, that that we should see the background that we have and understand that, and understand that it was basically a Christian background as well, and appreciate it. This danger of having freedom of religion undermined in some way, and certainly not being able to critique ideas, is something that they say, you know, we need to think about that. We need to have this healthy debate. We've always had that in Australian society. The danger of confusing religion and race, I think, is a very real one, and we see it in the media all the time, and we need to make sure that that we're actually distinct about that. We're not being racist. We're actually trying to deal with difficult issues that are to do with the religion. The importance of upholding the laws of the land. I think one thing that really comes through in the essays is that there are real concerns about trying to implement partial Sharia law, and that's certainly been the case in Canada, in Turkey. And I know that France and England have also sort of tried to debate those issues as well. But there have been a lot of problems that have emerged from that. So there's a warning against doing that, and even in subtle ways, there's a bit of a subtle move to legitimise de facto polygamy in some countries, because Muslims are able to marry up to four wives, and so there's a move to actually legitimise that. And there's a warning in the book about sort of watching out for those sort of things that might actually undermine things in Australia.
Okay. So very serious issues that need to be explored and answered to. So it would be fine to actually have, you know, some answers to this. So final verdict. Your final verdict on Islam, Human Rights and Public Policy by David Clayton, or edited thereof.
I think it's an important book, and I'm really glad that it's come out. I think it's quite a brave book in lots of ways, because it does raise those big issues. I think David Clayton, as one person, is really reasonable to be behind it. He was a guy who was born in Palestine, who's lived in Muslim countries. So he brings a sensitivity to it, perhaps, that others might not. And I think, ultimately, what he actually asks for is greater understanding, greater dialogue, more research, and that we need to actually look at Muslims as our neighbours and treat them as our neighbours. So have open minds and open hearts into all these issues that are raised.
He's not waging war on Islam or anything like that.
No, nothing like
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. That's good. All right, Cara, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sherry.
Cara Martin, our book critic. You'll find her written review on theopenhouse.net.au very, very soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.